Every time you wash your clothes in a washing machine, millions of microfibers are released into the water. These are strands of plastic that shed off synthetic fabrics like polyester, rayon, and nylon. Dr. Peter Ross is the vice president of research at Oceanwise in Vancouver. He's been studying the issue of microfibers in the ocean with a team of scientists. Dr. Ross, welcome.
Thank you.
So your team started looking into this back in 2014. Help us understand why our clothes are part of the problem of plastic pollution in the oceans.
Well, it's interesting. The more we look, the more we learn. And the whole science of microplastics in the ocean is relatively new. And when we first started looking at microplastics in the ocean, we didn't have any idea of what we would find. And when we looked under microscopes, we saw a variety of different shapes and sizes and a whole variety of colors. And some of these looked like little particles or fragments, and others looked like fibers. In fact, 80% of the particles that we were running into in coastal British Columbia were fibers. So that was our first clue. And that was 5 or 6 years ago. And since then, the world of science has discovered more and more about what these fibers are and where they're coming from. The more we look, the more we ask. And increasingly, the smoking gun is pointing towards textiles, clothing, and laundry.
Well, and this is exactly the kind of thing that would end up in our lint screen in the dryer, right?
Well, we all do laundry, and most of us have a dryer, and we regularly, routinely clean out the lint trap in our dryers. Unfortunately, the modern day washing machine typically does not have a similar lint trap to basically capture the lint that would be going out in the liquid waste from our washing machine. And so what this means is that all of the lint that we see in the dryer, we would also be essentially losing that kind of lint in our washing machine. And that is a problem because that appears to be the conduit towards this discharge of a very large number of fibers into the environment.
And how many microfibers are you finding would be released in a single load of laundry?
There have been a couple of studies done in the past, and we are carrying out our own work. There are estimates of anywhere from a few thousand fibers in a single load of laundry to as much as 10 or 12 million fibers per load of laundry. So the numbers can quickly become rather staggering. And when we start putting all of the lines of evidence together, we are talking about a rather significant problem. And in fact, it looks like it is a global problem.
And why is it a problem? What are the negative effects of these tiny, tiny pieces of microfiber in the ocean?
Well, you know, our understanding of threats or impacts related to plastic really lies on a foundational history of understanding that charismatic creatures at the top of the food chain, large turtles, albatross, that these animals in the 1970s, 1980s were seen to be ready victims of our plastic waste, our debris, our garbage, our fishing nets, our bottles and straws, and so forth. So our understanding of risk pertaining to plastic pollution are not new. The problem that I think we face right now is that as plastic breaks down physically, we find it increasingly present at smaller and smaller pieces. And our work and that of several other groups has documented tiny fragments, including fibers of plastic, in the bellies of baby fish, zooplankton, shellfish, crabs, and other species. So even though the evidence is a little bit elusive in terms of what the consequences are, there's every reason to suspect that plastics are creating the same kind of health risk or threat at the bottom of the food chain in small creatures as we see at the top of the food chain with large creatures.
So to get to the bottom of this, Patagonia, the clothing company, commissioned your team and other industry partners to look into microfiber pollution. What's the goal there?
Well, interestingly, this is an example of an environmental problem where, for the first time in my career as an ocean pollution expert, I've had industry desperate for answers and very open to embarking on the difficult conversation about their products and what it might mean for the ocean. So the journey has been an exciting one. It's been one based in foundational research and discovery, and it's been forward-looking insofar as Patagonia and a number of other enterprises are working in lockstep with our ocean science teams to better understand source, transport, fate, and effects of microfibers. And I think the ultimate goal of our team is to affect positive change. The ultimate goal of our partners is to have better products that shed less and ultimately are not releasing these large amounts of fibers into the aquatic environment.
And is that going to be possible? Is there an alternative to what's being used today?
Well, I think there are some nuances here that are really important. First of all, what has become abundantly clear with our research is that even within a single material type, if you pick polyester, some polyester textiles shed a great deal and others do not. So there's a question of material, but there's also a question of design. For example, we know that polyester fleece sweaters can shed millions of fibers in a single load of laundry, whereas some performance gear that is tightly woven, but it's equally made up of 100% polyester, might not shed much at all. So there are a lot of answers that we are deriving that will actually lead to informed decisions on the part of retailers, manufacturers, textile makers, and some of these brands that we're working with. And that's helpful because instead of waving our hands and saying, hey, all clothing is shedding fibers or all synthetic clothing is bad, let's shift to natural clothing or natural fibers. Instead, we're able to sharpen the conversation and speak with evidence to enable decisions that are much more responsible and perhaps more economically sustainable.
Well, and in the meantime, it is possible for regular people, for consumers to do something about this issue based on what we already know. I was looking and seeing that one of the suggestions is that people should simply wash their clothes less.
Well, you know, as I put this quite often, this is a team effort. The whole plastic pollution crisis that we find ourselves in today globally is a reflection of our modern day lifestyle. And there are so many different products that take advantage of the plastic economy that we can't simply demonize plastics. And it's far more effective to talk to individual consumers, to talk to employers and employees, to talk to government agencies, to talk to design firms that are dealing with material sciences, and step up, roll up our sleeves and say, hey, what's our role in this? And can we do away with the low-hanging fruit, the dumb ideas like microbeads and toothpaste? And can we make sure that the plastic that we used is valued, you know, as a product that has a long life expectancy and a high value? There are many different opportunities to use plastic wisely, whether it's in terms of food safety or beverage safety or products that are reusable, recyclable, and retain that value. So there is a lot to be done on the part of many people and groups and agencies. And for the individual consumer, first thing is to be informed. What are you buying? What's the label say? Is it likely to shed fibers? Another key question is going to be, is it synthetic or is it natural? Natural fibers may have advantages, but they may also have a very heavy water use or heavy pesticide use. So there is no single silver bullet, but there are key activities that one as a consumer can embark upon. Shopping wisely, washing with a little bit less soap. There are products out there that will retain lint in your washing machine. So lots of things that we can do, but I would put it to the consumer that you are not alone. There are many other groups and agencies that are embarked on very aggressive conversations regarding the plastic economy today.
That is Dr. Peter Ross, who is Vice President of Research at OceanWise in Vancouver. He's been working with others in a project commissioned by the clothing company Patagonia to look into microfiber pollution. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.